companions, believers, the stories we hear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila, the Timeless Message. And mashallah, today on the Timeless Message, we are going to be discussing the greatest wealth of a believer. And as we journey along, inshallah, we will come to know what that means. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, for your recitation of salawat upon me will be a nur, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, we thank our most merciful Creator, our most forgiving Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all of the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I. And upon that we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. The more gratitude you show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more thanks you show, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you, the more blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon you. So always be grateful in life, because a grateful person is a successful person. One who is grateful in life, the gratitude of his will take him a very, very long way in life, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us yet another beautiful day, another opportunity in order for us to be more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for us to reflect upon ourselves, in order for us to better and to improve ourselves. And also, this day is another chance. Now, if you look at it in this angle, it is another chance that we can make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, why not start the beginning of the week by making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we start afresh? So if we look at it, it's not just about tomorrow, it's not just about today, it is about another opportunity. It's about a second chance. Every new day that you and I are blessed with, that day is given to you and I as an opportunity to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because for as long as you are breathing, it is never ever too late to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is the foundation of our faith, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَالِدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. The summary of this beautiful hadith is that none of you can be a true believer until I am more beloved to him than his father, than his children, and the rest of mankind. So this is how our love needs to be for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order for our faith to be complete. And mashallah, we are talking about the greatest wealth of a believer. And by that, I mean it is our faith, it is our iman. Our iman that we have, that is our greatest wealth, devotees of Madani Channel. For a person who is blessed with iman, mashallah, subhanallah, and a person who dies upon iman, a person who passes away from this dunya with his iman safe and sound, intact, subhanallah, that person is truly fortunate. That person is lucky, because iman, divas of Madani Channel, is priceless. You know, a person can have all the money, a person can have all the wealth, but if a person doesn't have iman, they have nothing. But if a person has iman, doesn't have much wealth, they have everything, subhanallah. So this is what we are going to be talking about today, divas of Madani Channel, is about our iman, how we can protect our iman, what can we do that would lead us towards having death with iman, and what are those factors that contribute to us, to a person, Allah forbid, you know, passing away from this dunya without his iman. So we are going to be discussing this in detail, inshallah. We are going to be diving deep into this beautiful, enlightening topic of discussion. But before that, let us praise the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by further increasing our iman, the strength in our iman, and further increasing our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beautiful city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bula lo pe mujhe shahe baharo pe madine mein phirota hua aao tere dar pe madine mein madine jaane walo jao jao fi مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں سلام شوق کے نا حاجیو میرا بھی رو رو کے سلام شوق کے نا حاجیو میرا بھی رو رو کے تمہیں آئے نظر جب گنبد خضرا مدینے میں نہ دولت دے نہ شہرت دے مجھے بس یہ سعادت دے نہ دولت دے نہ شہرت دے مجھے بس یہ سعادت دے تیرے قدموں میں مر جاؤں میں رو رو کے مدینے میں تیرے قدموں میں مر جاؤں میں رو رو کے مدینے میں بلا لو ہم یا رسول اللہ بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو یا رسول اللہ پائے شبیر و شب فاطمہ حید مدینے میں پائے شبیر و شب فاطمہ حید مدینے میں مدینہ اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا مجھے شاہ اے بحر و بحر مدینے میں میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤ تیرے در پہ مدینے میں. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. In the leaves of Madinah, Shalom, reciting the Holy Quran, reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praising Sayyidina wa Mawlana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the means in which you and I, we can increase and we can strengthen our faith, we can strengthen our iman. So always continue and always recite the Holy Quran, because the Holy Quran is also the praises of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also continue reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the praises of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will see how that strengthens your iman, that no matter what difficulties may come in your life, your iman is strong. No matter what calamities, no matter what hurdles and obstacles or whatever worries they are, your iman is strong. Inshallah, you, a person whose iman is strong, inshallah, they would go through all of those difficulties. Why? Because they place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have full tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to make you understand this, divisive of Madinah, you know, how iman gives support, gives strength to a person despite the difficulties that one may be going through. If we go back in time, we see Fir'aun's daughter. Fir'aun's daughter appointed a very pious woman as her maid. Now the pious woman, what would she do? She would serve her day and night. Fir'aun's daughter, this maid would serve her day and night, pious woman. And one day, the pious woman was combing the hair of Fir'aun's daughter. So while she was combing, she dropped the comb and unintentionally she uttered Subhanallah loudly. Non-Muslim daughter of Fir'aun heard this. She said, "Do you praise my father, the Pharaoh?" That pious woman, she said, "No. In fact, I have glorified the Rabb who has created me, your father Fir'aun, and the entire universe. Only he, wahdahu la sharik, is deserving to be worshipped." Fir'aun's daughter said, "I'm going to tell my father about you. I'm going to tell him that you do not accept him as God." The woman replied, the pious woman told her, "No problem, no worries, you go and tell him." She went, she told her father, Fir'aun, everything about that woman. Now, listening to all of it, he called that pious, believing woman and said, "That I've heard that you believe in God, in a God other than me." He tells her that your safety lies in the fact that you abandon that new religion and worship me. Allahu Akbar. Fir'aun is telling her, "Accept me as your God. Otherwise, you are going to be subjected to a very horrible punishment." So the woman said, "You know what, do whatever you want. I will never commit kufr." This enraged Fir'aun. He got angry, he got agitated, he got furious. So he ordered for oil to boil in a big copper pot, cauldron as they call it. When the oil started to boil, her son was thrown in it. Within a few moments, her son's bones were flowing in the oil. Fir'aun said to the woman, "That do you accept me to be God?" The woman said, "Not at all. My Rabb is the one who is the owner of all the worlds." And one by one, Fir'aun threw all her children into the boiling oil. But this patient and thankful woman did not abandon her iman, did not abandon her faith. Now when Fir'aun saw that she is not willing to come towards kufr, he ordered his guards that take her, throw her also in the oil like her children. Now, when Fir'aun's guards were taking her to the cauldron, then Fir'aun said, "Tell me if you have any last wish." She said, "Yes, I have one wish, if possible. When I am put into the cauldron with boiling oil in it, and when all my flesh will burn, then send this cauldron at the door of the city. My hut is situated there. place this cauldron in it and demolish the hut so that our house becomes our graveyard. So Pharaoh said, okay, fulfilling this wish of yours is on me. So this courageous, strong, pious woman was thrown into the boiling oil. A little while later, her bones also started flowing on the surface of the oil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the night of Mi'raj, I came across a very beautiful, pleasant fragrance. So I asked Jibreel alayhi salam, what is this fragrance? And Jibreel alayhi salam said, this is the fragrance of the maid of Firaun's daughter. These are the pious woman's children. Subhanallah, subhanallah, deeds of Madani Sharm. We see how firm she was. How firm was the iman of that believing, patient, thankful, pious woman. She saw her own children being martyred in front of her, one after the other. But she still didn't let go of her patience. Along with her children, she sacrificed her own life as well, but did not let go of the wealth of iman that she possessed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And that is why, from the story we see, a person who has iman can go through difficulties in life, depending on the strength of the iman. So every day, Reviews of Madani Channel, we need to always strengthen our iman. Always work towards ways in which you can make your iman even more strong. The stronger your iman, the better for you. That is how it should be. Now we see, today what is the case? Today something small may happen, and maybe it's a small difficulty. People will start complaining. People will start throwing tantrums, they'll shout, they'll scream. All funny things they do. They wouldn't, be content with the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, look at this pious woman. She saw her own children being thrown into that hot boiling oil. Did she give up? No. Did she give up on her iman? No. She was firm. And she had the inner strength. Because of the firmness of her iman, Allah Ta'ala gave her this inner strength to bear with it. Subhanallah. So this is how important it is, Deeds of Madani Channel, for us to, number one, protect our iman and to always strengthen it. You know, those who know the value of iman, indeed they don't let go of iman, even for a moment at any cost, no matter what it may be, they won't let go of iman. No, because they relish sacrificing their heads for the sake of Islam and Iman. They love sacrificing their life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their Iman is so firm, their Iman is so strong, that no power in the world can make them leave their Iman. And this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers mercies and blessings upon such pious people. Because fragrance emanates from their graves even after their demise. It has become very difficult to remain steadfast on Iman in today's day and age. Some foolish people mark themselves as non-Muslims on the visa application form in order of greed of going abroad and earning money. And hence they make themselves deserving of Jahannam. Amiri Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah states in his book, doing so is kufr, meaning there is the ruling of kufr for all those who mark themselves as non-Muslims in order to get their debt repaid, for their poverty to be removed, for an increase in wealth, to get a job at a non-Muslim place on the visa application form, or to get any kind of monetary discount. Now, Deeds of Madani Channel, Islam is an extremely eminent and dignified religion. Those who are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are blessed with the wealth of Iman in this world. And this is the greatest wealth. And moreover, those fortunate people who remain steadfast on Iman, they remain privileged in this world and also in the hereafter as well. So it's necessary and important, it's vital for every Muslim to protect this blessing, to protect this wealth, to protect this treasure of Iman and remain steadfast upon it while realizing its value. Because staying steadfast on Iman while leaving this world, it holds a lot of importance for a Muslim. If a person dies with iman, then all the stages of the grave, all the stages of the hereafter will be easy. Dying with iman, the use of mother and children, is the only thing that becomes a means of salvation in the hereafter. No matter how many good actions one performs in this dunya, if he does not pass away with iman, then none of his righteous deeds will be of any use to him. In a hadith, it's mentioned, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that actions are dependent upon the end. And highlighting the importance of the protection of iman, Allah Ta'ala says, it's mentioned in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Indeed, those who said, Allah is our Rabb, then remained firm upon it, the angels descend upon them, saying, do not fear, nor grieve, and be happy for the paradise which you are promised. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it's mentioned that undoubtedly, those who admitted Allah Ta'ala to be the Rabb and admitted to His oneness, saying that our Rabb is only Allah, and then remained steadfast upon fulfilling the requirements of their claim, then angels descend upon them from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They give them the glad tidings and say, do not feel fear of the matters of the hereafter, and do not grieve over your households, etc., that you have left behind, and be pleased of the paradise that was promised to you in the world through the sacred tongues of the prophets of Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, these of Madani Shannon. So, it's a beautiful explanation of the verse that's mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. So, we come to know that steadfastness on Islam is very, very important. If we meet our end with iman, then salvation is our destiny. To the extent that the glad tidings of Jannah has been given to those who remain firm on Islam and act upon the commandments of the Holy Quran. Not only this, leaving this world in the state of iman has also been commanded in the Holy Quran. Yes. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O believers, fear Allah as He should be rightfully feared, and never die but as Muslims. So in the last part of the verse, it has been stated that and never die but as Muslims. It means that try your best to stay on Islam in every moment of your life, so that when you pass away on Islam. Subhanallah. We shall always worry for the protection of our iman. You know, we shall try to safeguard ourselves against the deceptions and whispers of shaitan in the nafs. Remember, the way glad tidings of Jannah has been mentioned in the Holy Quran for those who remain steadfast on iman. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also mentioned the importance and command of protecting our iman in the blessed hadith. Right, like we see one narration, beautiful narration, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Soon, such a time will come upon people where it will be necessary to adopt seclusion. At that time, only that person's iman will remain safe who would run from one mountain to the other or one place to the other out of worry for the protection of his iman. The way a bird or a fox keep migrating from one place to the other with their babies." Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "In that era, that goat grazing shepherd will be better off who would offer salah according to his knowledge, pay zakah, and will stay secluded from people." Allahu Akbar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, "Yub'athu kullu 'abdin 'ala ma mata 'alayhi." Every person will be raised in the same state as he dies in. Now here, Mufti Ahmad Irkhan Na'im rahimahullah has said under this hadith that It is the end that matters. In summary, what he says is that if somebody dies on kufr, then he will be raised on kufr, even if he was a believer during his lifetime. And if he passes away on iman, then he will be raised on iman, even if he stayed upon kufr during his lifetime. Allahu Akbar. And Allama Abdurrauf Munawi rahimahullah states under this hadith, Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti rahimahullah has deduced from this hadith that a flute player will be raised with his flute on the day of Qiyamah, a drunkard with his haram beverage, whereas a muadhin will be raised whilst calling out the adhan. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, we come to know the use of Madani channel from these beautiful narrations and a hadith that we shall not be lazy in regard to the protection of our iman. And also we shouldn't, you know, carry vain hopes thinking that we were born as Muslims. Our parents, grandparents, dada, his father, and the whole family were Muslims. Hence, we are also Muslims and will die as Muslims as well. It's possible that we remain steadfast on iman all our life, perform good deeds abundantly, but ma'adallah, Allah forbid, person utters a sentence of kufr before his death and is deprived of having an end on iman. So, we always need to make dua for istiqamah, for steadfastness over our iman, and worry for the protection of iman at the time of death. Now, the scholars of Islam, they say, that the one who does not fear his iman being snatched away during his lifetime, there is a great risk for his iman to be snatched away at the time of his death. Allahu Akbar. Our majority does not have the worry for the protection of iman nowadays, Yusuf Madani Sharam. No, if a person does worry, it's to increase the bank balance. If a person does worry, it's to surpass each other in worldly matters. If a person does worry, it's to earn respect, name and fame. Whereas none of us has the guarantee over the fact whether our iman will remain intact at the time of our death or not. Ma'adallah, Allah forbid, what will we do if our iman is taken away due to the curse of sins? Now, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that by Allah, no one can be assured of the fact whether his iman will remain intact or not at the time of death. Allahu Akbar. That is how serious and important it is, Yusuf Madani Sharam. That yes, Allah ta'ala blessed us with iman. Now, we have to put in the effort to protect this iman. Yes, we have to put in that effort. And we need to do good deeds and abstain from sin. Imam Al-Ghazali, rahimullah, he says, when the state of the soul's departure overcomes a person, then shaitan comes to him along with his pupils in the shapes and forms of his deceased relatives, such as his parents, his siblings, friends, etc. So shaitan says to him that, oh so-and-so, you are going to die, whereas we have already died before you, we have already tasted death before you. So adopt such and such religion, leaving Islam, as that is the only religion that is accepted in the court of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Now, if the dying person does not accept to what he says, then shaitan and his pupils come to him in the form of his other friends and say, accept such and such religion, leaving Islam. And this way, they make him recall the beliefs of all the religions. So at that moment, whoever has deviation from iman written in his fate falls astray and ends up adopting the false religion. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the fire of Jahannam, to protect our iman. So we have heard, Yusuf Madani Channel, of how serious, how intense, how severe is the time of one's death. One loses his breath at that time. He loses his consciousness at that time. The severity of thirst is at its peak at that time. And during such intense, severe times, Shaitan the accursed does not come in his original form along with his pupils, but he does so in the shape of one's loved ones, your parents, your spouse, your siblings, your friends. And by doing so, he spreads his curse, plays around very dangerously with the iman of people, and tries different tactics to take one's iman away. Now, our pious predecessors, rahimahullah, would severely grieve over the fact of keeping iman safe at the time of death. As mentioned, Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar, rahimahullah, says, when a person's time of death approaches, then the dying person's state is of five sorts, five types. Number one, wealth is for his inheritors, for his heirs. Number two, soul is for the angel of death. Number three, flesh is for the insects. Number four, bones are for the soil. And number five, virtuous deeds are for those who demand their right on the day of Qiyamah. He further says, inheritors taking the wealth is bearable. Similarly, it's fine if the angel of death takes the soul away. But may it not be the case that shaitan takes away iman at the time of death? Otherwise, we will get separated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek Allah ta'ala's refuge from this. Because if we gather all these separations on one side and keep the separation of Allah ta'ala on the other side, then this separation from Allah ta'ala would outweigh, would overweigh all the separations, and no one can bear this. So, to use of Madani channel, if mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do not stay with us at the time of our death due to the curse of our sins, if shaitan dominates us and ma'adallah, our iman gets destroyed, then we will be destined to face disgrace and humiliation. After our death, we will be thrown into the blazing fire of Jahannam. And moreover, the torment of hell will be so severe that our delicate bodies would not be able to enjoy it. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ بِمَا كَفَرُوا وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَرُسُلِي هُزُوًا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. These are the people who disbelieved in the verses of their Rabb and meeting him. Therefore, all their deeds are in vain. We shall therefore not establish any weight of good deeds for them on the day of resurrection. This is their recompense, the hell, because they disbelieved and made a mockery of my verses and my messengers. Indeed, those who believed and did good deeds, gardens of Firdaus of paradise are for their hospitality. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And this verse of the verse of Madani channel, there is a very beautiful commentary under this verse, but for now, alhamdulillah, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us go rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That would also strengthen our iman, inshallah. And thereafter, we will be back to continue with our today's topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bi had zaleel khar hu maula tu bakhsh de bi had zaleel khar hu مولا تو بخش دے یا رب میں شرمسار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے یا رب میں شرمسار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے میں آج بے قرار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے اسی آنکھ زیر بار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے should
یار ہوں نزار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے میں زار ہوں نزار ہوں، مولا تو بخش دے میں نے بھلا دیا مجھے مرنا ہے ایک دن، مر کر اندھیری قبر میں جانا ہے ایک دن، اعمال کا حساب بھی دینا ہے ایک دن، سے بھی گزرنا ہے ایک دن، مجرم ہوں نابکار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے، مجرم ہوں نابکار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے، کوئی نہ دیکھ لے یہی دھڑکا مجھے لگا، تو دیکھتا رہا مجھے احساس نہ رہا، میں بدلحاظ عفو پہ بھولا رہا صدا، بے شرم بن گیا مجھے آئی نہ کچھ حیا، میں وہ سیاہ کار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے، میں وہ سیاہ کار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے، اقرار ہے مجھے میرے مولا میں ہوں لئیم، مایوس پر نہیں تیری رحمت سے اے رحیم، خالی نہ بھیج در شان غازی، میں بھی امیدوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے، میں بھی امیدوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے، بے حد ذلیل و خوار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے، یا رب میں شرمسار ہوں مولا تو بخش دے۔
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى increase our love for the beloved Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. الحمد لله. Coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the greatest wealth of a believer, and that is regarding Iman. We are discussing the protection of our Iman, the importance of our Iman, factors that contribute towards Iman leaving a person, and also we are discussing those deeds that, you know, will increase our Iman. So yes, just before going to listen to this beautiful Quran, we have mentioned the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. And I have said that I will mention its commentary as well. It's mentioned in Tafsir Sirat al-Jinan. And subhanAllah, some beautiful Madani pearls are mentioned. Number one is, under the commentary of this verse, it's mentioned that not establishing any weight means that on the day of Qiyamah, their apparent good deeds will not hold any value, nor will they carry any weight. Number two, when their apparent righteous deeds will be weighed against their sins and kufr on the scale, then all the apparent righteous deeds will prove to be weightless. Number three, value and weight of good deeds depend upon Iman and sincerity. Number four, when these people are void of Iman and sincerity, then how would their deeds have any weight? Number five, there will also be some Muslims who will be deprived of weight in their good deeds. Number six, the worst form of kufr is to disrespect and mock a Nabi. One gets its punishment in this world as well as in the hereafter. Number seven, those people are in a dire need of taking heed from this who mock the rightly guided scholars on media and in their personal gatherings. And number eight, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the heaven dwellers, the Jannatis, are way more than the human perception. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at that difference of Madani Shannon. So, from this we gather, let us understand it in this way. If someone gives you gold, if someone gives you money, say you win millions, are you just going to leave it lying there? Or are you going to protect it? Are you going to keep it in a safe? Or are you going to leave it there? You're not going to leave it just anywhere because you know that it's going to get stolen. Thieves are going to come, robbers are going to come, and they are going to take it away from you. Maybe even your life may be at risk. So, what do people do? They keep it safe. They keep it away in a safe, or they put it into the bank. Make sure that it's safe and secure. They keep it in a vault, you know, so that no one gets access to it. Now, like that, like how we safeguard and protect our money, we need to protect our Iman way, way more than that. Yes, we need to safeguard our Iman because the thief of our Iman is Shaitan. He will try many ways, many different tactics to take our Iman away. So we have to be vigilant. We have to be aware of the tricks and traps of Shaitan, you know. You got to know your enemy in order to defeat them. And Shaitan, he is our open enemy, the open enemy of mankind. So, we need to secure and protect our Iman, Yusuf Madinshah. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us death with Iman. Let us present this plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila and medium of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, سبز گنبد والے مزور دعا کرنا جب وقت نزا آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا میرے آقا نقاب میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کر دے آ جانا رسول اللہ روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا آمین یا رب العالمین یا اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی Grant us death filled with iman, filled with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the time of our death, may we be blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ladies of Mother in general, you know, fortunate is that Muslim who remains engaged all his life in those actions that bring about the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and succeeds in keeping his iman intact at the time of his death. So, everyone should remain cautious in regards to the protection of his iman, especially those Muslims who offer salah, keep fast regularly, give sadaqah, charity, perform nawafil, ibadah, and remain engaged in other forms of virtuous action. At times, shaitan deceives them to make them heedless of the protection of the iman. How? By whispering things like, oh, you have performed a lot of good deeds. Now, stop performing them. Your good deeds are enough for you to be forgiven and for you to enjoy the blessings of Jannah. If such a thought ever comes to your mind, Yusuf Madani channel, and remove it straight away. Never, ever rely on your acts of worship. In order to uproot this whisper from your mind, think about the weeping of our pious predecessors, the fear of Allah Ta'ala they possessed, and their parables regarding protecting their iman. Those righteous individuals would remain worried regarding the protection of their iman despite worshipping day and night. You know, in the time of death of Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu approached, then he cried, and signs of severe anxiety were apparent from him. People inquired the reason for crying. And he said, I'm not crying due to leaving this world because death is dearer to me. Rather, I'm crying thinking whether I'm leaving this world while Allah Ta'ala is pleased with me or displeased. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mindset of Yusuf Madani channel. It's narrated that a person used to stay secluded from everyone. So Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to him and asked him the reason for this. Upon this he said, this fear has dominated my heart, that may not be the case that my iman is snatched away and I don't even get to know about it. Allahu Akbar. We see, also Sayyidina Yusuf bin Asbad rahimahullah says, that I once went to Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, and he kept crying the entire night. So I asked him, are you crying due to the fear of sins? He picked up a piece of straw and said, sins hold less value than even this piece of straw in the court of Allah Ta'ala. What I fear is lest the treasure of iman gets snatched away. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So these are parables of Madani channel, of our pious predecessors, how much of concern they had over the protection of their iman. And for now, alhamdulillah, we also have a very beautiful piece of advice, very beautiful nasiha. Let us go forward and listen to this. And thereafter, we will be back to conclude with our today's topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Making fun of others, this has no place in the life of a Muslim, of a believer. A believer tries to look in the good of others. If they find any bad habit, then they try to uplift the person, empower the person to eradicate the bad habit without insulting and making fun of the individual. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had thin shins. One day, he climbed a tree in order to break off a branch to use as miswak. There was a heavy gust of wind that moved some of his clothing to reveal his thin shins. Those on the ground started to laugh at him when they saw this. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam then declared, "I take an oath by he who has power over my soul. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud's shins are heavier on the scale of deeds than Mount Uhud." Allahu Akbar. So before we criticize others, before we make fun of others, let us think twice. I am accountable for what I say, for what I do in the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Very beautiful piece of advice. Coming back to our topic of discussion, News of Madani Channel, in which we are discussing the parables, the incidents of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, how they were concerned regarding the protection of their iman. And subhanAllah, is mentioned regarding Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. This was actually at the time of the death of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, when his son inquired after his death, that he said, "This is not the time for answer. Just make dua that Allah Ta'ala makes me face death with iman. Because shaitan is pouring over soil on his head and he's saying to me that you leaving this world in the state of iman is a means of distress and sorrow for me. And I am saying to him that not yet, until even one breath remains, I am still in danger, I cannot be safe from you." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So we see these were our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, concerned about the iman. Now, we need to know regarding those actions that destroy a person's iman. And from the many, one we see is adopting bad company and hanging around with the people of corrupt beliefs can be harmful for one's iman. The way is destructive to hang around with drunkards, gamblers, transgressors. Similarly, keeping up ties with the people of corrupt beliefs, listening to their speeches, reading their books, listening to their audio and video speeches, or sharing them to others through social media, eating with them or establishing relationships with them can also be fatal for one's iman. And it's a cause of severe destruction of one's dunya and the hereafter. You know, so it's important to keep good company and hang around with those people who fear Allah Ta'ala. Some unwise Muslims are becoming used to hanging around with bad friends, banging always chatting to them, and the curse of evil company has dominated them such that every moment of theirs is being spent in heedlessness from the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this is something that we have to be careful from the use of Madani Channel. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi Rahimullah says that refrain from bad company as much as possible, as it ruins this world as well as the hereafter. Adopt a good company as it balances both this world and the hereafter. Company of a snake takes one's life away, whereas the company of an evil friend destroys one's iman. Allahu Akbar. And to just give you a background of how bad company can destroy one's iman, it's mentioned that there was a person who used to sit in the company of those who consumed alcohol. When the time of his death approached, someone persuaded him to recite the kalima. And upon this, he started, saying, "You drink as well and make me drink too." Allahu Akbar. He passed away without reciting the kalima. When this is the consequence of the company of those who drink alcohol, then how harmful drinking alcohol itself would be. A chess player was persuaded to recite the kalima at the time of his death. And he started saying the following, "Your king, your king." And after this, his soul departed from his body. The second is possessing, arguing on religious matters without possessing knowledge about it. Allahu Akbar. This is also one of the causes of Madani Channel. And we go through the next one. Not protecting one's tongue at times also becomes a means for the destruction of iman. You know, it's hadith mentions that a person utters a sentence to make his companions laugh, But due to it, he falls in the hell even farther than the distance of the star Surya. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The fourth divas of Madinah Shunan was one of the reasons for the destruction of Iman is also to remain indulged in sins day and night. Allahu Akbar. So we have reached the conclusion, divas of Madinah Shunan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us death with Iman, to grant us a good death. And I would leave you with a very beautiful wazifa, when it's mentioned once a person came in the court of Allah Hazrat Rahimullah and requested for the dua of having a good end. So he made dua for him and said that, read, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum La Ilaha Illa Anta, 41 times daily in the morning with Durood Sharif at the beginning and at the end. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum La Ilaha Illa Anta, 41 times daily in the morning with Durood Sharif at the beginning and at the end. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and keep sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.